I'm Dave Nordman, executive editor of the Telegram and Gazette, joined on this Voice of Business Monday by Alex Guardiola, the director of government affairs and public policy for the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Alex.
Dave, thanks for having me again.
And never a dull day here in Worcester. Before we talk about some of the events that the chamber has going on, the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission, they've been in the news lately, and I know the chamber has been very vocal, especially on the subject of marijuana delivery. And I understand there's a ruling that came down this morning, and maybe you can just kind of walk us through kind of the process that has been going on as it relates to what we know is like the brick and mortar, cannabis, recreational cannabis sales, and then what's being proposed and what the future holds for marijuana delivery.
Yeah. So obviously, the chamber, we put our stance out there. We wrote a letter, to the Cannabis Control Commission explaining that, they want to allow, delivery businesses to be part of the cannabis, world, which, it's fine in one sense where if you need to have deliveries because of COVID or it's a medical issue, but that delivery should be part of a brick and mortar business. We obviously a lot of these cannabis companies came out and they had to jump through hoops, to say the least, to get their license.
Yeah. So just as a little bit of a background, so home delivery of marijuana, the medical marijuana has long been allowed.
Yes.
But this, we're talking about recreational marijuana delivery.
Correct. So for medicinal purposes, that's been around for a while now, since the onset of the licenses. But this is a new process they would like to put through together. And this would allow smaller businesses who don't have a brick and mortar in place to deliver cannabis to folks directly to their home. Now, what this would do is it would stop folks from actually buying from an actual brick and mortar and utilizing this third party, if you will.
Yeah. And so, reading from the State House News Service story posted on telegram.com, advocates have argued that delivery-only licenses will help level the playing field between those large corporations and those brick-and-mortar businesses, because the barriers to now, entry into delivery, typically less burdensome for those retail licenses. So it really levels the playing field.
Yeah, we understand the argument. We understand that, hey, some folks can't, they don't have the capital to have these brick and mortar businesses. But the problem we have is that you're going to take dollars out of businesses in the cities and the towns that have given these licenses and who have, maintained the fact that security should be at the highest level, that they should have, somebody who oversees every single transaction. So now you're talking about, and we spoke to a bunch of mayors and city councilmen from all over the Commonwealth, and their argument was, in Brockton, we have pizza delivery guys that are getting jumped for their $10, $15 they have on them. What do you think is going to happen to these delivery companies?
And it was not a unanimous vote. Yeah. Jennifer Flanagan, who local people know very well, she's a commissioner, and she voted against this. So it was a 3-1 vote for the new regulations.
Yeah, and Jennifer is from Northern Worcester County. She former representative, state representative. I think that she saw, we had the chairman, Chairman Hoffman, speak to our cannabis companies here in the city. I understand that it was a divided, situation, but we still feel that keeping dollars local is more important than, keeping everybody happy. I mean, we need dollars in our city now more than ever.
Yeah, and so this is a done deal. I know there's been some, threats of lawsuits down the road. So where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's not much we can do at this point with, the vote. If they do file suits, you might see these brick and mortar folks say, hey, why are we spending X amount of dollars and putting the highest level of security if you're going to allow a third party to just be a big conglomerate kind of delivery mechanism? So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see the next couple of months.
Right. So the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce always, kind of standing up for those people who support you. And speaking of supporting, kind of shifting gears to some of the events that you have coming up. I know speaking last week with Tim, you have your annual meeting coming up, but that's just one of a handful of events coming up in the near future.
Yeah, so our annual meeting is typically our big to do. We typically have about 1,000 people at the DCU Center. A little different again this year, remote as always now. So we'll be doing it via Zoom. That's December 4th from 12 to 1 p.m. It's going to be with Congressman Jim McGovern, which is going to be a great first time he's ever doing this for us on that stage. So it's going to be great to hear. Obviously there's a change in the guard down in D.C. and we want to see, we want to hear about what we can expect from D.C. Are there going to be some stimulus bills put together? Is there going to be a transportation bill, infrastructure bill? There's got to be a lot of things that are, that have to be talked about and, shed a little light on what we expect, that we can expect coming forward.
Yeah. So that annual meeting is this upcoming Friday, December 4th, and you can register at WorcesterChamber.org. Coming up just in a couple of days is your business and government forum, which will be the long-awaited release of our of your airport study.
Yeah, so back in October, late September, early October, we had our airport survey on, obviously we have all our flights grounded here in Worcester, but we don't want the airport to disappear, and we don't want airlines and commercial airlines to go elsewhere. We think that it's still a big piece of our future, and we hope that Massport sees it. So we did release it to Massport. Massport was we did it in collaboration with them, but we are going to release it to the public this week in our business and government forum. So if folks want to register for that, it's going to be Wednesday at noon, and it's going to be a good show, because I think you're going to be very interested to see some of the results that we have.
Yeah. And I know I pressed Tim last week on some of the findings, and it's not, and again, just to kind of refresh our listeners, this is not just where would you like to see Worcester fly. The study goes much deeper than that.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty in-depth.
Vegas. Study.
Yeah, Vegas. Vegas is a hot button. People don't realize how many people like to go to Vegas. I'm one of them. So, but my point, it was a good, a good crossover from a bunch of different groups, including our businesses, our residents. But it's not just about locations and destinations. It's about, do you want to do connecting flights? Do you want to, what kind of airlines would you want to do? And the big one is, how often do you utilize it? And would you utilize it if we had more options? So yeah, it's a good study. We had about 1,300 respondents, which I think is a good group of people that will give us a good insight as to what we
right. Not only releasing it to the public and also to the media, but also this is something that the airlines themselves can look at and use to their disposal.
Yeah. So as Massport continues to kind of lure more airlines into the Commonwealth, can Worcester be one of these hosts for some of these airlines?
So we've got the Business and Government Forum featuring Massport and the Airport Study. That's on Wednesday. On Friday, we've got the 145th annual meeting.
Yeah.
Then the following week, you've got your Breakfast Club event.
Yeah, so we have four throughout the year, the breakfast clubs. We have once a quarter, and this fourth quarter we're going to have Carolyn Jackson from St. Vincent's Hospital. Obviously, we all know how important our hospitals are in this crucial time with the pandemic. It's a very, it's going to be a good look as to what is going on the inside and how they're dealing with COVID.
Yeah, and switching gears a little bit, something else you wanted to bring up in addition to the events?
Yeah. Oh, so one of the things that I wanted to tell folks about is the food hub. So back in April,
we talked about this before, and yeah. we've written about it, and I think we all would agree, just a tremendous program.
Oh, it's amazing. So the food hub. So we incubate on different levels all the time. I mean, the Worcester Business Development Corporation used to be the real estate arm of the chamber. Mass Bio Initiatives was kind of that biomanufacturing arm of the chamber. So we incubate these various groups, and the food hub is the one that we're doing currently. And it's talking about good, healthy, quality food and food sustainability. And right now, this is a more crucial issue than ever. So we're very happy to be partnering with them and helping them move along. I think that people need to understand that these are local farms, and we have more farms in Worcester County than any other part of the state. So we need to keep these folks also in business, and making sure that we have good access to quality food is a big piece of our future.
Yeah, I mean, WorcesterFoodHub.org. And so just tell our listeners exactly how the program works for those that aren't familiar with
it. Yeah, so there's a couple pieces to it. So there's one is the commercial kitchen. So a lot of folks who have, you know, grandma's recipe or an idea, they, in order to be able to sell food and sell an actual recipe or a product of a recipe, they need to have a commercial kitchen license. And a lot of folks can't afford that, to have just a commercial kitchen. So it's a shared commercial kitchen where you have an appointment, set time where you come in and you do your cooking or baking or whatever it may be. So that's the commercial side. Then you have the aggregate side where you go to the farms and you pick up all the products they have, and then we sell those through.
Is that the wholesale side of things?
That's the wholesale,
right, okay.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. So you have, Worcester Public Schools, a lot of your colleges and universities, UMass Memorial, UMass Medical, they have, they utilize all these local products. So that's that piece. And then what we also do on the side is the food box. So it's a curbside pickup where you have, your little leaf lettuce, you have your squashes, you have...
I think Tim and I were talking about this back, it must have been like June or July, okay. And he was talking about him and his wife were ordering something. He's like, like he'd never thought he'd be eating some of this, like, fresh produce.
Amazing.
And that's what he said. He used the word amazing, and it's just like...
it's shockingly amazing.
Yeah, and he said it's fresh, it's local, yeah. It's something that I probably would never have ordered before,
yeah.
And it's right here, right at WorcesterFoodHub.org.
It's funny, because he and I sit down, and, we have our little powwows and stuff, but some of our conversations are circled around, did you try those beets? I would never eat beets, and, it was delicious. So it's kind of things like that with it. This is literally right from a farm. It's going to be on your plate within a day of it being picked. So, yeah, it's impressive stuff.
Yeah, and so obviously the chamber is a strong supporter of the food hub, and it's just another example of throwing your weight behind a quality local organization.
Yeah, and Sean Rainford over there is doing a bang up job. He's a farmer. He knows this stuff. We can do the book side for him. So that's how, again, we do a little bit of the kind of paper organization side, sure, of it, but he knows that food stuff well, and he's teaching me every day about different things. I'm like, what is this thing called? And he's like, yeah, it's amazing. Try it.
Yeah, and those of you who haven't tried it, I mean, just go to WorcesterFoodHub.org. I'm not sure if there's a link off the Worcester Chamber website.
There is,
there
yeah.
is of
yeah,
course,
of course
there is.
There is.
so just to kind of recap, nice to really hear your views in the Chamber's position on the cannabis delivery, recreational cannabis delivery, and take us through one more time about the events. I know it starts up in a couple of days on Wednesday with the airport study.
Yep, the Business and Government Forum. That's at noon on Wednesday. That's with Massport. We're going to do, we're going to roll out the survey results. We did have some winners from our chamber, Woo Socks Box, who gave us a little insight into what company they work for, or, X, Y, and Z. We also have, on the 10th, I'm sorry, it should be the 4th, would be our annual meeting.
Yep.
So that's going to be this Thursday. That's Friday.
That's with the congressman.
That's the congressman's show. And I think that people are going to be excited to hear what he has to say,
yep,
because he's really going to touch on a lot of things that we want to know about stimulus packages, any kind of bills that we're looking for, and what we can expect going forward.
Right. And then you have the Breakfast Club next.
Yeah. So that would be the 10th, and that's with Carolyn Jackson from St. Vincent's.
Right. And in between, you'll be ordering from the Food Hub.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, on Wednesdays you can pick up your box. It's impressive stuff. I'm a believer.
There you go. Alex Guardiola from the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Dave Nordman, executive editor of the Telegram and Gazette. Thanks as always, Alex.
Thank you for having me again, Dave.